More dangerous spring fires have flared across the country today, including near the WA city of Geraldton, where it's believed two homes have been lost and another two damaged. Fires are burning to the north and east of the city in the state's midwest. On the other side of the country, the bushfire crisis continues, with the most dangerous conditions reaching Queensland after yesterday's blustery cold front made its way up the New South Wales coast. 14 homes have been lost in Queensland in the last few days. Today, more than 80 fires are burning from the southern border, inland, and as far north as the town of Atherton, which is close to Cairns. We'll look at the situation across the state in a moment, but first to the Sunshine Coast, where residents in the seaside town of Noosa North Shore have had to leave their homes. ABC reporter Owen Jarks is in Maroochydore. Owen, how has the day unfolded across the Sunshine Coast today?
We began the day by meeting with some of the reinforcements from New Zealand. These are the strike force team that were brought over to basically bolster the firefighters here in southeast Queensland and beyond. We've seen them in the start of the day, not sure what to expect with all the fires at that time, early this morning, contained. But around lunchtime, we did see that basically an emergency warning released for the Noosa North Shore fire, which flared up about mid-morning. And we were there by the ferry stop, which is the way we access Noosa North Shore, as these New Zealand fireys crossed the river and headed into the fire zone.
And can you describe the location and how difficult it is for people to leave the area?
Noosa North Shore is an idyllic location. The only way to access it is via a ferry, and the ferries only hold, say, four or six cars at a time. So you can imagine that if this fire gets out of hand, and it is described as an unpredictable fire, so there has been a call to basically evacuate the whole area. What that means in practical terms is that some people who were evacuated on Friday evening as the Corroibar fire ripped through the area and certainly threatened Noosa North Shore as well, some of those people were evacuated on Friday night and didn't get to return home until Sunday evening. They are now being evacuated for a second time. And you can certainly hear some of the frustration with having to leave and certainly not being able to get back to their homes and businesses. Certainly, we spoke to a campground owner earlier today, and here's what she had to say.
One of my friends let me know this morning that there was a fire over on Noosa North Shore. So I found out at around 9 a.m. and by 9:30 we'd been evacuated, trying to get over there. So I was on my way and I was 5 minutes too late. We managed the campground that's over there, and the campground is closed for renovations at the moment. But all our furniture and everything's stored over there. So like everyone who's in a fire, they want to stay and defend their property, I guess. So third time this week that this has happened. So, well, second evacuation, but the third time that we've been concerned that fires might impact the park. Because we were closed for renovations, we had no guests in-house. We did have a lot of construction staff on site, but they were all evacuated at 9:30 this morning. So there's no one on site now, which is great. Just watching the smoke get worse and wondering exactly how close it is to my house is a bit concerning, but we just have to wait and see and, yeah, hope.
Noosa North Shore Beach campground owner Lisa Downey and Owen Jarks reporting there. Elsewhere in southern Queensland, a late wind change is expected to make conditions more difficult for firefighters. Isabel Rowe is monitoring the situation. Isabel, what have been the areas of greatest concern in Queensland today?
Well, aside from that fire on the Sunshine Coast, there are two more serious fires that have escalated over this afternoon. One is at Peachy on the Darling Downs, so that's a rural area west of Brisbane. Residents there have been asked to leave and not return until it's safe. And the Queensland Fire and Emergency Service says it's expected there'll be significant impact on the communities of Hampton and Peachy. I've spoken to a woman there this afternoon who says she's just had to leave and she's now standing across the hill and basically just watching what happens. This was the place where earlier today there was a water bomber helicopter that crashed, and amazingly the pilot of that chopper got up and walked away from that with just minor injuries, so a blessing there. There's also a fire threatening homes in the small town of Buxton on the Isis River south of Bundaberg.
And there is a change coming. What will that bring this evening?
Yeah, so it's been really hot and dry in Queensland, about 6 to 8 degrees above the average temperature. That cool change is starting to move through, so like in Sydney last night, the wind will change direction, although the Queensland Fire and Emergency Service says it's not necessarily good in all areas, because the wind will then come from the southwest, and that's still quite hot and dry. And the conditions can even cause clouds and thunderstorms in some areas, which of course means lightning, so still a long night ahead there.
Isabel Rowe.